Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Inner Beings Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, excuse me. And we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central here on Crowdcast. And that way you can become part of the conversation and dialogue that happens after our reflections. Whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being here. Greetings to all. Well, wisdom isn't knowing more. It's knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. So Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open to the depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, your emotion, your senses, all of you. Just open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of human consciousness and transformation of the heart. Today we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations. Each one's followed by a brief time of silence where you're invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, rest. Resonate. Does something connect with you? It might sparkle a little bit, and it could be symbolized by a single word or a phrase that you hear. Reflect. An opportunity to meditate with images and thoughts, to ponder deeply. To respond. You can respond in any way you like, by journaling, by praying, or body movement, maybe even making musical sounds if you like. And rest. Just simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After that, we're going to close with a spiritual practice. We like to share a spiritual practice with you each week, and then we will enter into some dialogue with the group here in Crowdcast. You're invited to find a comfortable position where you can be aware and comfortable, and with an open heart and a calm, centered presence, we take a gentle breath together and we begin. The topic this evening is everything belongs. Everything belongs, the good and the bad, and it takes discernment to learn how to hold this paradox. The spiritual gift of discernment shows how seemingly good things can be recognized as sometimes bad, and seemingly bad things can also be seen to bear some good fruit. And this is the true spiritual gift of wisdom. We come to learn that everything is broken and fallen, weak and poor, while still being the dwelling place of God. That creates the freedom to love imperfect things. We can't wait for things to be totally perfect to fall in love with them. We can love everything. Remember, we are a mixture of weed and wheat. So we let them both grow together until the harvest. It takes a lot of patience and compassion, forgiveness and love. And the only true perfection available to us is the honest acceptance of our imperfection. The honest acceptance of our imperfection. If we put aside perfection and face the tension of our weeds and wheats, then we can hear the good news with open hearts. Friends, the understanding that I am a holy child of God contains within itself often unrealized consequences. If I am a holy child of God, then so is everyone else. Like we saw in our opening video. So oneness must include not only the people we like and agree with, not only those to whom we are sympathetic, but also those whom we view as abhorrent. We don't get to choose who we are one with. It is everybody. And it is a necessity to extinguish bitterness within the heart in order to recognize adversaries as holy children of God. Master Yeshua's teaching to love is a radical challenge to love as if everybody belongs, because they do. And if God loves them, that binds me. There is something in every human that remains intact, inviolate, regardless of what he or she does. A person is of infinite worth in the sight of God, whether they are saint or sinner, whether they are a good person or a bad person, evil or not. A person is of infinite worth in the sight of God. There is an integrity of each person so intrinsic in its value and significance that no deed, however evil, can ultimately undermine this givenness. Let's take a moment now with these in our heart to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Friends, as long as we try to deal with evil by some other means than forgiveness, we are just going to keep projecting, fearing, and attacking instead of really gazing on it within ourselves and weeping over it. The longer we gaze, the more we will see our own complicity. Now, forgiveness often demands three new simultaneous seeings. One, I must see God in the other. Two, I must access God in myself. And three, I must experience God in a new way that is larger than enforcer. God is much more than an enforcer. If you are at the hands of exclusion for long enough, you learn belonging as competition instead of restoration. And exclusion, well, it operates by the same rule of mutuality as welcome, for it harms both the excluded and the excluder. And there's also a kind of restlessness, because the energy you expend forbidding others to walk through the door of your community is really only matched by the energy you expend competing to stay inside yourself. It's almost humorous to think of the stories that describe Christ just boldly inviting himself over to other people's houses for dinner, roaming around telling God to stop everything and follow him, multiplying food but making everyone sit down in groups to eat it. Master Yeshua knew how to make his own belonging. Do we know how to make our own belonging? God is to be found in all things, even and most especially in the painful, tragic, and sinful things, exactly where we don't want to look for God. Our human existence is neither perfectly consistent, nor is it incoherent chaos. Instead, it really has, life has a cruciform pattern. All of life is a coincidence of opposites, a collision of cross purposes. We are all filled with contradictions needing to be reconciled. And this is the precise burden and tug of all human existence. And the price that we pay for holding together these opposites is invariably some form of crucifixion. And also, please keep in mind that the demand for the perfect is the enemy of the possible good. Be peace and do justice, but let's not expect perfection in ourselves or in the world. Perfection actually contributes to intolerance and judgmentalism, and it makes ordinary love largely impossible. The vocational call we have here is to share the fate of God for the life of the world and to love the way that God loves, which we can't do that by ourselves. Our Christian teacher, Master Yeshua, came to present a universal message of vulnerability and foundational unity. Both are necessary. It's necessary for all religions. It's necessary for the human soul. And it's necessary for history itself to survive. By definition, vulnerability and unity do not compete, and they do not dominate. And the only threat is to separateness, illusion, domination, and the imperial ego. Yet we seem to cling. Let us take a breath. Let us hold these in our heart and let God try to speak to us through the silence. Jesus refused to exclude things from the Garden of Grace. There is absolutely no exclusionary instinct in him, except toward exclusion itself. And this is a lesson, you know, that we grow by ultimately accepting and forgiving our own failures. Because when we draw close to it, the human heart has a kind of tenderness, some sweetness and littleness, even in its fragility and fear. So let's be kind, because everyone is fighting a hard battle. None of us know the wounds that every human being carries, or why they do the things they do. Jesus even teaches that we are punished by our sins rather than for our sins. Human sin, failure, and imperfection are really to be wept over and pitied. They're not something to be abhorred, condemned, or judged. That's why we see these messages so strongly and repeated throughout our scriptures. The last will be first, and the first will be last. When I am weak, then I am strong. Because upside downness is at the heart of the message. It's always prompting us to look more deeply and broadly at things, because everything belongs. This opens our eyes to recognize God's self-giving at the far edges, where most of us cannot or will not see God, such as in other religions, in anyone we define as outsiders or our so-called enemies. We really are called, we must grow up to our full stature to find the full stature of God. And once we become fully conscious ourselves, then we'll recognize that everything belongs, and all things will then be beautiful. One more opportunity for us to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Everything Belongs, and our spiritual practice this week is actually titled You Belong. When I was at the Universal Christ Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with Richard Rohr and the Center for Action and Contemplation, they shared this powerful litany of welcome. And to make sure that we had, I guess we could call it a direct and group experience of belonging. And we would like everyone here, whether you're here live or listening on YouTube or the podcast or listening later on Crowdcast to the recording, we would like you to know that you belong. So what I want to do is share this litany with you. It'll be maybe one long sentence. And then I'm going to say, we say. And then where you are, you're going to respond with either you belong or I belong. And for those of you here on Crowdcast, you can feel free to even type that in the chat if you want. So let us begin with this. People on all parts of the continuum of gender identity and expression, including those who are gay, bisexual, heterosexual, transgender, queer folks, the sexually active, the celibate, and everyone for whom those labels don't apply, we say you belong. People of African descent, of Asian descent, of European descent, of First Nations descent in this land and abroad, and people of mixed and multiple descents, and of all the languages spoken here, we say, you belong. Bodies with all abilities and challenges, those living with any chronic medical condition, visible or invisible, mental or physical, we say, I belong. People who identify as activists and those who don't, mystics, believers, seekers of all kinds, people of all ages, those who support you to be here, we say, you belong. Your emotions, joy, fear, grief, contentment, disappointment, surprise, and all else that flows through you, we say, you belong. Your families, genetic and otherwise, those dear to us who have died, our ancestors and the future ones, the ancestors who lived in this land, in this place, where these buildings are, where these internet networks are, we honor you through this work that we are undertaking. And we say, you belong. People who feel broken, who feel lost, who struggle, who suffer with self-doubt and self-judgment, we say, I belong. All beings that inhabit this earth, human or otherwise, the two-legged, the four-legged, winged and finned, those who walk, fly, and crawl, above the ground and below, in air and water, we say, you belong. And friends, we say to our podcast and YouTube listeners that you belong too. And we'd love to see you here live on Crowdcast so you can become part of our discussion and interact with us in our chat section and get a little e-hug from us. So maybe in the coming weeks you'll be able to join us. And please remember that love is the way, that you are love. So stay awesome and be love. And we hope to see you again soon.